Hound of Grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is 2 Chronicles Chapter 27. And without wasting time, let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for the gift of this day. I want to thank you for protecting us. I want to thank you for guiding us. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. When you have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what you have done and what you have failed to do, may you always come and be there for us, Father. Put your plans and activities of today, that may you bless them and let them align with what you have for us. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 27. This might as well be one of the shortest wonder chapters. Jotham, king of Judah. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 16 years. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just like his father Uzziah had done. But unlike him, he didn't enter the temple of the Lord. The people, however, continued their corrupt practices. Jotham rebuilt the upper gate of the temple of the Lord and did extensive work on the wall at the hill of Ophel. He built towns in the hill country of Judah and forts and towers in the wooded areas. Jotham waged war against the king of the Ammonites and conquered them. That year, the Ammonites paid 100 talents of silver, 10,000 cores of wheat, and 10,000 cores of barley. The Ammonites brought him the same amount also the second and third year. Jotham grew powerful because he walked steadfast before the Lord his God. The other events of Jotham's reign, including all his wars and all the other things he did, are written in the books of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 16 years. Jotham rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David, and Ahaz his son succeeded him as king. Amen. And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. I told you it's a relatively short wonder chapter, and I just have one thing like this today, and then I'll let you go, that I want us to share. It comes from verse 6. Jotham grew powerful because he walked steadfastly before the Lord his God. Amen. Let me read that again. Jotham grew powerful because he walked steadfastly before the Lord his God. Amen. So many times we as Christians want to grow. Amen. We want to grow. We want to expand. I don't even know how to say. We want to make progress. But we are so, can I say, lost. We do not know what to do. We are so confused. We do not know the right path. But the Lord is telling us that if you are looking for progress, if you want to witness progress, if you want to witness elevation in your life, then walk steadfastly in me. Not me, but me for God. And if you walk steadfastly in the Lord, you will see events in your life just realigning. And the question is, how do we walk steadfastly in the way of the Lord? By respecting the commands, by respecting the Ten Commandments, by following Him and putting in practice, by reading the Bible. There are so many ways. You know all the things that make the Lord happy, and as well, you know the ones that do not make Him happy. Distance yourselves from the ones that don't make Him happy and come closer to the ones that make Him happy. Seek Him. The more that you seek Him, the more that He will come close to you. And that is how we walk steadfastly in the way of the Lord. And walking steadfastly in the way of the Lord does not mean it's just a gentle walk. It means that the things won't be easy. It means that there will be trials and temptations. It means that there are some days that we might need to crawl in the path of the Lord. But at the end of the day, you will maintain the direction. You will not veer off. That is walking steadfastly before the Lord. Amen. And the Bible tells us that if we walk steadfastly before the Lord, He will give us progress. You will be able to grow financially, spiritually, academically, name it. And at the end of the day, you will receive the utmost gift, and that is the gift of eternal life. And in the same way, if we do not walk steadfastly, the reverse is very true. Sometimes we find ourselves not making progress in what we're doing. Why? Because we are not walking steadfastly before the Lord. Because we have derailed. Because sometimes we are following our own path. Amen. We refuse to stick to the path of the Lord. We become big-headed and then we do our own things. But the Bible is reminding us today that we ought to walk steadfast in the direction of the Lord. And that's what I had for you today. Get some time. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 27. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us dailygracewithallen@yahoo.com or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithallen. Remember, we really love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Lord, mighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of this wonderful chapter. I thank you for bringing us to the end of this day, Father. May you come and be with us. May you come and guide us. All our plans and aspirations, we put them into your hands. Father, I ask that may you fill us with the Holy Spirit so that you may help us walk steadfastly in you, so that we may achieve progress and attain eternal life in heaven with you. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.